This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are in the middle of a study looking at the false prophet of Revelation chapter 13. It's a sermon I just preached just this last weekend at Island Community Church. Speaking of Island, I made the erroneous announcement on Monday that we were starting up again Wednesdays this week. That's actually will be next week. So a week from today, that's on the 12th, September the 12th. We'll be starting again our midweek service. It's going to be a Bible study, and it's going to be a study of the book of Daniel, 6 to 7 o'clock, Wednesday nights, starting a week from today. You are invited, no matter where you go. I invite you to come out for a Bible study. If you're not involved in another church, that is, going somewhere on Wednesday nights, why don't you come out and pay us a visit? We'd love to see you. Here today, this is part two of this message, The False Prophet. It's a list of 10 things that make up who the false prophet is. And we're going to pick it up here. I forget where we're at, point number one or number two. But this probably is the most exciting chapter in all of the Bible. This tandem here of Antichrist and false prophet. And that's where we're at here today. Sunday, we'll be picking it up in chapter 14, but here in the meantime now, here is the second part of this message, The False Prophet.
So point number one on the handout here this morning, the false prophet is a counterfeit Christian. Number one, he's a counterfeit Christian. And remember, this shouldn't surprise you, that Satan and his emissaries masquerade as angels of light. And no wonder Paul wrote, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. That word for transform is the word metaschema. It means to change your appearance. You and I undergo a metamorphe, like Jesus did. That means to change forms. Satan and his emissaries change appearance. That's an outward change, not on the inside like you and I. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. It's 2 Corinthians 11:14. You'll notice on the bottom of the handout all these scripture verses I'm reading to you. They're listed on the bottom. I want you to see everything I'm preaching today is out of the Word of God. Okay, so what's a Christian to do? How can you discern the difference between a real, genuine Christian and a counterfeit? Now, Jesus answers that question for you, right? Matthew 7:15, the Lord says, beware false prophets. That's what we're looking at, the false prophet, right? Beware false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. Now that's what Paul said, masquerading as an angel of light. Again, Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit. Nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree, therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. Now, with a false prophet, you see, his speech will betray him. For the Bible says he speaks like a dragon. He might look like a lamb, but he speaks like a dragon. So that's number one, counterfeit Christian. Number two, he demands worship. He demands worship. Verse 12, he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and he causes the earth and those that dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. All right, we looked before last week, musing over whether or not this person was killed centuries ago. No, this guy had to be killed in their presence. This was a current day thing. This guy has got to be someone alive today, someone in our lifetime that we know. And that's what the marveling is going to be over. So again, he exercises all the authority of the first beast. He causes the earth and those that dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Remember again, too, these last few weeks, the Antichrist sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So this man here, the Antichrist, will point to himself and declare, "I am God." Then he will point to the false prophet and say, "Watch this man. He will prove to you who I am." These two guys are inseparable, we're seeing here. More on that as we go along. Point number three. All right, so number one, he's a counterfeit Christian. Number two, he demands worship. Number three, unprecedented deception. There will be unprecedented deception. Verse 13. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. That hasn't been done in over 2,800 years. Notice in your Bibles the reference to the Old Testament, Book of Kings there. Because Elijah was the last man to do this. This one act of deception will deceive perhaps 2 billion people. 2 billion people. Unprecedented deception. This will be a time of unprecedented deception the world has never seen. And the next verse, verse 14, goes right along with it. He deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs which he was granted to do. Then it says, in the sight of the beast. They're right next to each other. They're a tandem working together. He deceives those that dwell on the earth by the signs. And one of those signs is calling fire down out of heaven. Telling those that dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and live. So that was number three. Number four in this list. The false prophet is very powerful. The false prophet is very powerful. Verse 15. He was granted power to give breath or life to the image of the beast. Now, don't think for a minute that Satan granted him the power to give life. Otherwise, it'd be like Night of the Living Dead out here today. There'd be demons everywhere. Who do you think granted this man the ability, the power, to give life to someone? Only one. He'll be very powerful. He was granted power to give. Pneuma is the Greek word. King James has life. To the image of the beast. So that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. More on that breath or life here in a moment. But first, the image. The image of the beast. Image is the Greek word icon. E-I-K-O-N. Like an icon on a computer. Probably a word I've done more studies on than any other word in the Greek language. Is this word here. Just had a fascination with this word all my life. An icon. An icon always has a prototype. It's never an original. An icon is always an exact representation of something else. Like when Jesus said, hand me that coin. And he says, whose icon and inscription is this? They said to him, what? Caesar's. Icon. The reflection of the sun on the water is an icon. It's the icon of the sun. It's an exact representation of an original. Likewise, Jesus Christ is the perfect icon. That's Colossians 1:15. He is the icon of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth. Jesus Christ is the icon of God the Father. He's the exact, as it says in Hebrews 1, he's the exact express image of his substance. He is the icon of God. Now you're understanding what this word means? I once heard of a guy, his name is Ed Young, pastors a church in Houston. This guy was nigh on halfway done with his sermon, and then poof, he vanished. He wasn't there the whole time, and nobody knew it. It's like that Star Trek Next Generation. What's that thing called again? Huh? Hologram. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Got three of them. Hologram. John didn't know what he was seeing, but he called that thing the icon of the beast. And they even worshiped it. He's killing people that don't worship it. The icon of the beast is related to the Antichrist the same way as Jesus is related to God the Father. He's the exact express image of the original. So what is the image of the beast? John Hagee calls him the Terminator, if you've ever seen that movie. I call him the modern-day Frankenstein monster, terrorizing the countryside.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.